Lindsay C. Hill, another fucking California girl or someone straight from fucking hell who thinks that they can come into a man's life, ruin it with a fucking lie, and then take everything that he's worked hard for. I hope Lindsay Hill goes to fucking prison for this shit.
Star pitcher for the Dodgers. A text Lindsay Hill sent to a friend before she ever even met me. What should I steal? She asked another, in reference to visiting my house for the first time. The answer? Take his money. So how might that work? I'm going to his house Wednesday, she said. I already have my hooks in. You know how I roll. Then, after the first time we met, net worth is 51 mil, she said. Bitch, you better secure the bag, was the response. But how is she going to do that? Need daddy to choke me out, she said. Being an absolute whore to try to get in on his 51 million, read another text. Then, after the second time we met, former Padres pitcher Jacob Nix told her, you gotta get this bag. I'll give you 50,000, Lindsay replied. Her AA sponsor asked her at one point, do you feel a tiny bit guilty? Not really, she replied.
Wow, the gold digging vibes are real. This is proof of why dating in today's day and age is a massive L. Trevor Bauer is not exactly a man who would try to harass women. Rest assured, he's got women sliding in his DMs day in and day out. So why would he want to do such a thing? Just saying, but you already know how these chicks roll, as Lindsay herself said. This is nuts, and if the MGTOW movement gets bigger and bigger, it's not accidental. It's because women do things that offer no incentives at all to date them anymore. Imagine being a top baseball player, a true Giga Chad, a man in your prime who makes millions of dollars and can provide an amazing lifestyle to your women. But instead of being faithful to you, she accuses you of things you didn't do. It all happened to be fake. She showed her true colors. She doesn't want you, she wants your money. Check this out.
You know, Lindsay, I don't like it when men are accused, falsely accused of doing things and they have their livelihoods taken from them and it's done by someone who is, you know, speaking out of both sides of their mouth saying, well, I wish that this had gone to court because if it did, boy, let me tell you all the evidence that you could be seeing, but now you can't, and also then settled the case. I don't find that to be credible. I will leave you with this. I want you to learn your lesson on pursuing public figures, and I would ask that you stop sliding into my friend Alex Stein's DMs. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
I really respect you, and that's nice to end that way. I really do respect what you have to say, and I hope there's a day that you can see the real truth of the situation.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, these days you must believe women no matter what not to be called a sexist, a misogynist, and all the bad names you can imagine. Lindsay Hill, is the epitome of modern women's real agenda. More on that in a second. In today's video, we're diving deep into this case, the intentions of modern women who go after top-tier men, and much, much more. Stick around because I'm sure you're going to love this one. But before we go any further, let me share the comment of the day. Shout out to Kremlin. He said, I can't wait to start wearing Borat level bikinis in public now. I mean, if women can do it, so can I. I just need to identify as one to get the respect. Now that would certainly be, interesting, to say the least. Please don't forget to reach out to us by email to claim your $5 for that comment of the day. As usual, guys, I'll pick one comment from each video. It may be the funniest, the most liked, or one that touched me, so don't forget to leave a comment, and you may be our next winner. Make sure to hit the like and subscribe buttons too, as it helps a lot. And now, back to the video. Embrace your masculinity.
Since then, her legal team has approached me multiple times about coming to a financial settlement. But as I have done since day one, I refuse to pay her even a single cent. In August of 2021, Lindsay Hill's claims were heard in court. And during those legal proceedings, critical information was deliberately and unlawfully concealed from me and my legal team. Information like this video, which was taken by Lindsay Hill herself the morning after she claimed she was brutally attacked, emotionally traumatized, and desperate to get away from me. And now we have the metadata, so there can be no dispute. It was taken mere minutes before she left my house on the morning of May 16th, 2021, without my knowledge or consent, of course.
Of course, she filmed without his consent because ain't nobody telling her what to do. Jokes aside, that's the game today, and it's about time these women face the consequences of their actions. I say these women because, unfortunately, this hoe is just an instance of all the women out there who try to destroy the lives of top-tier men. The last thing you want as a man of high caliber is getting your accounts frozen, your reputation tarnished, and the public eye looking at every move you make. No matter where you go or what you do, especially if you deal with certain types of chicks, is a recipe for disaster. Let's go through this story a little bit because it's something quite serious. I came across an article titled, "Ex-MLB Star Trevor Bauer Exposes Damning Messages from Insta-Ho Who Accused Him of Violent R-." First off, amazing headline, let's call a spade, a hoe is a hoe, not a poor little girl who didn't know who she was dealing with. Lindsay was hanging out with this dude on purpose, and she knew what her plan really was. Before she even dated him, you very well know what she wanted to do, steal this man's money. As Trevor himself showcased, this hoe and her friend were talking about tapping into Trevor's $51 million. If that's not gold-digging energy, tell me what is. In fact, her friend said, you better secure the bag. If men don't believe in love anymore, especially when they make millions of dollars, it's not because they let their money go to their heads, it's because these women want to come into your life only because you've got millions of dollars under your name. Rest assured that if he made $50,000 a year like an average Joe, she wouldn't even care about him in the first place. And look, men accept that hypergamy is real, but using false allegations to rip an innocent man off is unacceptable. On top of that, this goes beyond paychecks and zeros in your bank account. We're talking about reputation and lives. The number of men who have suffered and will suffer because of these insta-hoes is tremendous. One false allegation is enough to destroy your peace of mind and make everyone suspect that you're a criminal, even if you've got all the evidence to prove your innocence. Again, evidence, not feelings or scenes you made up.
In it, you can see her lying in bed next to me while I'm sleeping, smirking at the camera without a care in the world, or any marks on her face. I think it paints a pretty clear picture of what actually happened the evening of May 15th, and why the video was originally concealed from us. After hearing the evidence available to her, Judge Diana Gold Saltman found that Lindsay Hill had misled the court. She found her claims to be materially misleading. She denied her request for a domestic violence restraining order, and she found that no sexual assault or non-consensual conduct took place. Now, some of you might not know about restraining order hearings. I know I didn't. But I've since learned that it's extremely rare for a request for a restraining order to be denied because the standard of proof that you need to obtain one is extremely low. So you can make of that what you will. The fact is, I was never arrested. I was never charged with a crime, and I won the only legal proceeding that took place without my side of the story even being heard.
This is mind-boggling. Thank God this man won the case. But this situation goes way beyond wins and losses. His reputation and public image will never be the same because of this hoe. You might prove the legal system and your enemies wrong, but the public will try to call you the devil incarnate. Monkey see, monkey do. You know how it goes. But how much falsehood does her claims have if the restraining order was denied? The answer is a lot. All her claims are fake, just like her smirk while Trevor was calmly asleep. I mean, no bruises, no signs of aggression. I mean, what kind of damage has Trevor done to her? Telling her not to make the house an entire mess or putting her hands off his money? I don't know, but I'm just speculating, just like most chicks who blindly believe what any woman has to say. Before I read the article, here's a simple idea you'll agree with. Society claims that men and women are equal. But the part of legality is never talked about. Before the law, the motto is guilty until proven innocent, and not the other way around unless you're a woman. This is why men are increasingly thinking twice before dating, let alone marrying a chick. You don't know whether a woman's intention is being the mother of your children, hooking up with you because you're a giga-chad, or just taking everything you worked so hard for. If you are fairly attractive and or make decent money, in particular, thousands or even millions, rest assured that women will rain on you, but many of them will try to take your money. The nature of relationships these days is transactional. The masquerade is real, and men are learning the lesson. The damage to Trevor has been done. Let's check the article. Trevor Bauer, a former MLB player who had his life derailed by a predatory Instagram skank who accused him of violent rape, exposed his accuser in a viral video posted to X, which quickly racked up over 60 million views and even drew the attention of Elon Musk. It appears accuser Lindsey Hill's lawyers had the evidence the entire time, Bauer told Musk, speaking specifically about the video of her laying in bed next to me with no marks on her face the morning after she claims I brutally attacked her. An email containing that video was sent to her attorney, Brian Friedman, before the DVRO hearing in 2021, and it was never turned over to us. Perhaps that's why he insisted on adding his name to the released party section in the settlement agreement. There was also a 12-day span of texts between Lindsay and two of her closest friends immediately following the incident that were deleted. Bauer continued, "We asked for them in discovery for the DVRO. They weren't turned over. We also argued that they must be turned over in the DVRO proceeding. They were not. Lindsay Hill's other law firm, Mayer Olson Lowy and Mayers LLP, who co-represented her through that court process, had them the whole time." Bauer's Wikipedia details accusers Lindsay Hill's original allegations against him. On June 30, 2021, the Pasadena Police Department confirmed to news outlets that Bauer was under investigation for the alleged assault of a San Diego woman that May. The woman was granted a temporary domestic violence restraining order on June 28, alleging that she had met Bauer on April 21 and that she had been physically and sexually assaulted by him on two separate occasions. The woman alleged that Bauer had sodomized her without consent, punched her in the face, and choked her to the point of unconsciousness. On May 16, she went to the emergency room at Alvarado Hospital, where, after her injuries were examined, she met with several detectives from the San Diego Police Department. MLB placed Bauer on administrative leave on July 2, while the Dodgers removed his merchandise from their team store and replaced his scheduled bobblehead promotional night with a Clayton Kershaw World Champion t-shirt promotion. Bauer has acknowledged having sexual contact with his accuser, but has stated that their encounters were wholly consensual, and that his accuser sent him a text message requesting that he inflict pain upon her. He has denied certain specific aspects of the allegations. Hill responded to Bauer's video in an interview with Alex Steen, where she basically dodged every question he asked. Perhaps she should be the one playing for the Dodgers.
Do you agree that fake sexual assault accusers should go to prison, Lindsay?
I absolutely do, and I think there's a big reason that that has never happened to me in 2.5 years because of all of the different evidence that has been laid out there.
These text messages are incredibly concerning, and it doesn't really feel like something that should be joked around about. Were you granted a restraining order?
No.
You were not granted a restraining order because, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to call you a liar because I don't think that that would be appropriate. But what I will say is that if anybody ever accuses someone of something so horrific and it's not actually true, that would be the most disgusting thing because this man's career has potentially been completely destroyed. His future has been completely stained. And that is very bothersome to me as someone who is a DV victim myself, a DV survivor, as well as my daughter is also a survivor of a horrific thing that we came out of. And I was myself accused of something that I absolutely did not do. And that was horrific in itself. It caused trauma and it caused PTSD, not just to me, but to my entire family.
This is the real problem at the end of the day. These hoes like Lindsay Hill joke around with this stuff, but it's not okay to accuse men of things they just didn't do. Men are done with women who victimize themselves and are never held accountable for their actions. Lindsay must go to jail ASAP. Did women want equality? Cool. It's about time they get a taste of that, but not on their terms, but in real legal terms. This massive crime, because that's what it is, must punish her in an unprecedented manner and serve as an example of what's not okay to do. In particular, being so shameless that she goes after Trevor's millions and now she plays the victim. Let's keep on reading. Bauer was suspended by the MLB over the allegations and had to go to Japan to play baseball for the Yokohama DeNA BayStars of Nippon Professional Baseball, NPB. Despite being not guilty of anything, Bauer hasn't really gotten justice in this case, as the two settled with neither admitting any wrongdoing. That said, as we just saw with Danny Masterson getting life in prison over flimsy allegations of rape that date back some two decades, it could have been far worse. How many men's lives have already been destroyed, and how many more men will have their lives destroyed by our increasingly matriarchal legal system embracing claptrap like hashtag believe all women? The type of behavior Hill is accused of is literally promoted every day to women and girls through TV, music, and social media. And if you don't believe it, check what Cardi B used to do. Spoiler, I'm not putting words in her filthy mouth, it's her. Listen up.
Look at this demon. Okay, let me explain something to you. This is a disgusting human being who, mind you, this isn't the first time this come out. She's the female version of Bill Cosby, because she's admittingly on video saying that when she was a stripper, aka hooker, she used to go out and drug these guys and then rob the shit out of them. Who knows what else she did?
Yeah, in 2019, she defended herself after a video resurfaced of her saying she drugged and robbed men who wanted to have sex with her while she worked as a stripper before finding fame.
Wow. And then, mind you, this is the same person that Democrats love to bring up in front of, like, Jelly, go to the Joe Biden in that same
thing. Wait, so she said that in 2019.
Yeah.
And then she interviewed Joe Biden.
Go down, Deli.
In 2020.
So, she admits on Instagram Live that she drugged and robbed men for studio money, but still, she plays the victim by saying you don't know what she's been through. Come on. I don't want to go off topic too much, but this is insane. These modern women can get away with whatever they want, but they shouldn't. This is really nuts, and also proof of society's corruption. Not only in legal or political terms, but also when it comes to morality. These girls are not sane at all. These women need real therapy. Not you for being a man who wants good people by your side and not city girls, California girls, and hookers. What Joe Biden has denigrated as the white man's English jurisprudential culture, the idea that one is innocent until proven guilty and evidence is required to prove one's guilt, is being eliminated in favor of people found guilty or innocent based off their race and political beliefs. Now, if you go through the article, you can see a screenshot of her IG page. Lots of modern women types of pics, including Times Square, bikini pics, and all the things she supposedly does for herself. But what boggles my mind is this. Check her profile now, and you won't be able to see any of her pics. It's private. She knows very well that many people are hitting her up, but not precisely to get laid. They're hitting her up to let her know what she really is. A criminal. A disgrace to humanity, nothing more, and if she goes to jail, I won't feel any compassion for her or anyone who supports women who falsely accuse men of harassment. All in all, this shows once again why you just can't trust women anymore. Men going their own way is not a philosophy and community that has appeared out of nowhere. It's a response to all the injustices and legal battles men have to go through to live a normal life. And the saddest part? Yep, you got it. No one's safe. If you're an average Joe and happen to date one of these women, she'll still make you go through hell to prove your innocence. And guess what happens to her if all turns out to be false accusations? Nothing. And if the chick goes to jail or has to pay a fine, it will happen years after. The legal system is fast when taking what's yours, but it's very slow and even useless to protect the backbone of the economy, the men who work a lot, provide value to society, and make honest money. Now, more than ever, protect your sanity, your wallets, and never allow InstaHoes to ruin your life. Stay strong, guys. As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Remember that if you leave the best comment, you will get $5. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in this video, hit the like and subscribe buttons, ring the notification bell so you don't miss out on future uploads, drop a comment, and share it. See you in the next video, guys. Till next time.